Today is Tuesday, April 1st. Richard L. Dick Thurber, 85 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly February 17th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Hillside Cemetery in Poinette at a later date. Memorials may be made to the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Richard L. Dick Thurber, 85 of Spring Green. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90 of Richland Center, died March 15th at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services will be held at 2 o'clock Thursday in the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90 of Richland Center. Emmett Richard Hansen, the infant son of Caleb and Natalie Hansen, died Thursday. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until noon. A private family service will follow. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Emmett Richard Hansen, the infant son of Caleb and Natalie Hansen. Augustus M. Gus Mitchell, 33 of Blancherville, died unexpectedly January 7th due to injuries sustained in an accident. A celebration of life will be held Saturday beginning at noon at the farm of Scott and Tammy Moneypenny in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be given to the family for an education fund for his son, Augie. The Gorgon Funeral Home in Mineral Point is assisting the family of Augustus M. Gus Mitchell, 33 of Blanchardville. Jennifer Miller Correa, 52 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly November 26th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from noon to 4 at the Red Zone in Highland. Jennifer Miller Correa, 52 of Spring Green. LVM Weiss, 96 of Plain, died Thursday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials given will be distributed to LV's favorite charities. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for LVM Weiss, 96 of Plain. Lyle Jean Morris, 77 of rural Hillsboro, died March 23rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd, from 11 to 4 at the Yuba Community Center. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Lyle Jean Morris, 77 of rural Hillsboro.